Northwest Arkansas residents, by and large, pay for the privilege of living along the forested rocky beaches of Beaver Lake. Property values tend to be high, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers work to keep the shoreline looking wild and undeveloped. It's charged with maintaining the White River system of lakes for flood management and hydropower. By law, residents adjacent to the lake cannot remove rocks or any vegetation, even fallen trees, from the water. Paths to the water can only be 6 feet wide or less and must meander. No structures can be built or lighting installed. That's because the Corps purchased permanent easement along the shore up to 1,128 feet, what they call a fee boundary, and a little above that, a flowage easement, when the lake rises to maximum storage level. Boat docks are strictly vetted, regulated, and only allowed in certain zones, and the public by right has access to the entire boundary area. Certain residents are angry by all these rules, so U.S. Congressman Steve Womack invited them to a public hearing.
And I've called it a tsunami of complaints against core subjects. Then it might be better to kind of get ahead of that curve, ahead of that wave, and call a public meeting, invite members of the Corps of Engineers to the area, to the table, get residents invited to the table, and kind of air out our differences, albeit in a civil way, and see if we can produce some information that would be useful to all persons interested, and at the same time, maybe prevent a few things down the road from happening as a result of a lack of understanding or miscommunication.
And because he's aware congressional public forums like these around the country in recent years have become unruly, Womack admonished the crowd.
It's not a debate, it's a dialogue. And that second bullet is really important to me. Since I've been serving in Congress, there have been times I have been ashamed at the debates that happen on the floor of the House of Representatives. Not that we disagree with each other, but how we disagree with each other. And look, if we can't be civil, we don't really belong in here. So that's one of the requisites of this meeting tonight. If you're going to speak, I want you to be civil.
Womack then went on to introduce various Corps agents who provided a history of the lake, why it was built, regulations necessary to keep it functioning. And Sean Harbor, who works out of the Corps Rogers office, explained the shoreline management plan.
And the idea is that it was supposed to be a balanced approach, you know, kind of balancing what people would like to do versus protection of the shoreline, you know, conservation of the lake for the long term. That's the idea behind the document. And it's been modified over the years. You know, it's been around for quite a while.
The document was last revised in 2008, utilizing public comment to balance public versus private rights. But this meeting of Beaver Lake landholders was the first of its kind, and many had things to say. One man showed two indexed binders of Corps citations and complaints.
A good example of the way this Corps of Engineers operates is the way the government has operated in the treatment of our Native Americans. It's just a constant erosion of our rights. And I think this is something that our congressman should look into. Thank you.
We didn't make this up and say, here it is.
Wait a minute. I'm asking. Who made the regulation? The Corps had to. Somebody with the Corps made the regulation. Don't come here and say, we just manage it. How many here are happy with the way the Corps operates? Raise your hand. How many people are real happy? That's two right there. That's good. Y'all are doing good. Two more than I thought.
Beaver Lake's government boundary is very uneven rather than a simple contour around the lake. Starting in 1978, after the reservoir was built, the Corps surveyed 483 miles of shoreline, eventually installing monument markers and posts on an estimated 900 real estate easements along the shores. But residents complain that the 50-foot riparian buffer is so restrictive they can't enjoy the lakeshore. One woman said her boat dock had been confiscated because the Corps claimed it was not in compliance. Buildings constructed by unwitting owners have been condemned and torn down. Others have had to pay fines. So after hearing from many of his constituents, Congressman Womack said it was time to establish a continuous dialogue between the Corps and the public to create a balanced approach.
I think we've made the point that there are some things that you're prohibited from doing, they need to go back and revisit. And if there is a compelling reason why it shouldn't be done, then they need to explain that reason. and if that's going to be a regulated type activity. But if there's not a compelling reason, they ought to be willing to change that regulation and give you the opportunity to enjoy the benefits of some of those freedoms. All right, let's go over here to this gentleman.
Representative Womack even offered his help as a U.S. legislator, if need be, to tweak some laws. Barbara Cossack, a resident for 30 years, said her shoreline is littered with submerged dead trees from the historic ice storm of 2009, as well as flood debris from 2008 and this spring, which the Corps says she cannot touch.
So I said, we'll go down and clean it up. We'll pull the logs out, or we'll shove them back in the water, whatever you want us to do. Can't do that. It's Mother Nature.
By law, residents cannot move one stick of wood from the shoreline or the water. But after hearing Cossack's situation, a Corps official said they would give her permission to burn. Also prohibited, but in her case, they would provide a waiver. Deanne Edwards, who lives on Beaver Shores, says she's been terrorized by drunks, drug users who congregate on her dock, and gangs who vandalize her property. Drinking is illegal on the lake. She's filed complaints to the Corps, who pass it off to the Sheriff's Department.
And they just kind of drop you.
She said a fence would resolve the problem, but fences on Corps property are prohibited.
So it's all enforcement. And the problem, the Corps tells me, is they don't have the staff to enforce it. Well, if you don't have the staff to enforce it, you either need to close it off or get rid of the rules and let somebody else take care of the shoreline that will enforce it.
Edwards, who's a realtor, said she'd like to move, but by law, she has to list any nuisances on her property, which will make selling her lakeside home impossible, she said. Bill Lithfield, who lives in Montanay and heads a homeowners association, said the Corps is difficult to work with, but he hopes after this meeting, things will change.
I'm glad to see a person like Steve Womack coming in here, and he's such a fine person. I wish we had more people like him. We wouldn't have the problems that we have in this country if we did.
Property owners were invited to visit with Corps officials in person after the forum, and Congressman Steve Womack said the Corps needs to pay much more attention to them and would do itself a big favor by calling more public forums like these, which he offered to host, time and travel permitting. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.